The Church of St. Mary on Turg Opatice Cike, the Square of the Nun Cica. Going along the street of Shimon Kozicic Benya, partly reconstructed Roman Cardo, towards the well-known Zadar River, on the left side of the street, or at the very Turg Opatice Cike, you can find the Church of St. Mary that belongs to the Women's Benedictine Monastery of the same name. It was founded in 1066 by a noblewoman named Cica, who came from the old Mahdi family from Zadar. After pulling down a smaller, probably early medieval church, she had a new early Romanesque church built, and it was consecrated in 1091. At the beginning of the 12th century, the bell tower and the capitular hall were added on the northeast side of the church. It happened at the time Cica's daughter Vekenega was the abbess. The Hungarian-Croatian King Koloman had the bell tower raised in 1105. You can read it from the inscription that still stands, carved on the string course dividing the ground floor from the first story. The bell tower in front of you is not completely original. In fact, it is original up to the first story, and the rest of it was reconstructed in the 15th century. It has harmonic dimensions and proportions. The most valuable and most interesting part of the tower is a room on the first story. It has been preserved in its original form until today. It has a square floor plan and is covered with a cross-ribbed vault with ribs of square cross-section. On cubic capitals that ribbed arches lean on, the name of King Koloman was carved. The arch mentioned is the earliest cross-ribbed vault reliably dated in European architecture in general. The year 1105 is important for Croatian art history because it marks the first appearance of High Romanesque in Romanesque art in Croatia. On the walls of this room, there are the remains of frescoes from the time of the construction of the tower. In the southwestern part of the capitular hall, inside the blind arcading, you can find Vekenga's burial place with inscriptions and the year of her death, 1111. These inscriptions mention the construction of the capitular hall and the bell tower. In the 16th century, the church was made wider and higher. Its facade and south wall, in early Renaissance style, represent the work of local craftsmen, and the interior was decorated with rich stucco work in the late Baroque style in 1744. The altar area on the place of the apse dates from 1742. The two wings of the Monastery of St. Mary are home to the permanent exhibition of religious art, Gold and Silver of Zadar.